the rest of the story. It was the dead of night. It was 1:30 on a chilly December morning when Mrs. Lilly was awakened by the creaking of a door. Eyes wide in the blackness, she called out, "Who's there?" Silence. Instantly, the woman's throat went dry. A common intruder, that would be one thing. But for 2 years now, members of the household had felt an unseen presence, as though someone or something was always nearby, lurking, hiding, watching. In moments, Miss Lily's eyes had adjusted to the dark, just in time to see the door to the adjoining room open slowly. A terrible, deliberate slowness with which a door might move had it a mind of its own. Once again, only much louder this time, "Who's there?" Again, no answer. And then suddenly the door slammed shut. Miss Lily shot bolt upright in bed, perspiration dotting her forehead. Whatever it was in the next room. Quickly, the woman sprang up and locked the door. Louise, who had been asleep in her own room down the hall, rushed in when she heard Miss Lily call for help. Informed of what had happened, Louise courageously suggested they unlock the door and inspect the room. Miss Lily agreed they must. The door ajar, they could see that the room was dark, and yet when a lamp was lighted, nothing more was revealed. Just the furniture in the room, but no body. So how then could the women account for that familiar, unmistakable feeling that their eyes were deceiving them? That indeed, although no one was seen, someone was there. This presence. And now at once a slight sound, something moving against the carpet, and the sound was coming from under the sofa. Louise crept cautiously toward it, closer by inches, and when she was close enough to place both her hands on it, she pushed the sofa aside to expose a young boy. A young boy. His name was Eddie Jones. He was the chronic runaway son of a tailor who lived not far away. The household where he was discovered by Miss Lily and Louise had become, well, it had become his second home. And nobody knew that he was actually living there undetected, stealing food from the kitchen by night and hiding by day. The longest of his three stays lasted for an uninterrupted year. I said at one time he spent an uninterrupted year as an uninvited guest in the house. But then after they started catching him, invisible Eddie would still return until at last, when he was old enough, they sent him off to join the Navy. "Supposing he had come into the bedroom, how frightened I would have been," declared Queen Victoria. Did I mention? Louise was the Baroness, Louise Lazanne, and Mrs. Lily was the Queen's nurse. And all of them agreed that chilly December morning in 1840. All of them agreed after the invisible Eddie Jones had been captured in the Queen's dressing room that something really must be done to improve security at Buckingham Palace. Now you know the rest of the story.